pages 62 and 63. Hot, hot, hot.
Picking up a free newspaper at the tube station, I see the title Hot, Hot, Hot. Today, the temperature in London is expected to reach 30 plus degrees. The average high temperature in July is only 22 degrees, so over 30 is not usual for London. It's going to be awful on the Central Line with no air conditioning. Why did they have to invent the tube before air conditioning? It's just typical that my journey is on one of the oldest lines, as well as one of the deepest. It's the hottest on the whole tube system. Sure enough, going down the stairs and onto the platform is like jumping into a volcano that's erupting. This, however, is nothing compared to the train. Because there's no air conditioning, the temperature inside the train can reach 35 degrees. It's lovely at the beach, but not so when you're wearing a suit and in a crowd of passengers. I'm sure the passenger next to me and I are melting and becoming one. I had bacon and eggs for breakfast, and now I'm feeling a bit sick. I hope I can make it to Bank Station. I'll avoid the feeling by thinking about work. I work in a tall glass building. One very hot summer, the sun reflected off it and melted cars parked below. Will this happen again today? Yes, each summer in London definitely seems hotter than the last. I suddenly feel a bit scared. Perhaps now is the time to start planning for the future. I should probably put my flat on the market and buy a boat. That way, when the Thames rises and there is a flood in London, I'll still be able to get to work. But wait, would I still have a workplace to go to? My office is only on the third floor of the building, so quite low. I'll speak with my manager about moving to the top floor. Most importantly, I will need to learn to swim. I'll join a beginner's swimming class immediately. Then I'll be able to survive even when the tall buildings are flooded. Looking through my newspaper, I'm shocked by photos showing that a hurricane in Asia has destroyed a town. What's more, heavy rain in Eastern Europe has caused landslides, and the heat across Southern Europe has caused forest fires. Experts say this bad weather has occurred due to climate change. News like this makes me feel nervous. Now that it's hard to avoid a disaster on Earth, perhaps I should start thinking about moving to space. "The next station is Bank," comes the announcement. That's my destination. Stepping out of the station with a heavy heart, I suddenly feel a fresh wind on my face. Well, maybe I have been worrying too much. After all, it's only 30 degrees outside.